Welcome home. If you are hearing my voice for the very first time, I thank you for joining me. If you are returning, then I thank you for allowing me to serve you. I am Phoenix on purpose. My purpose is to serve, and I love to show you how. Now have a seat, look around, and like some stuff. But most importantly, stick with me. I am going to teach you a thing or two about a thing or two. This is Purpose, Not Permission, Episode 4. There's no such thing as failure in life, okay? Failure is only postponed success. You are going to find yourself in situations where there is something that you are trying to create or build or get done or achieve, and you are going to be discouraged time and time again. I'm speaking from personal experience. You are going to feel like you can't get started, that what you have, the tools that you're using, aren't good enough. You're comparing yourself amongst others in your same genre or space or field, and you think that for whatever reason you don't have what it takes, you don't have what they have, but I'm here to tell you, you do, okay? I have no idea what I'm doing with this podcast, okay? I have no idea what I'm doing. I do know that I'm calling it a podcast because that's what I want it to be. I know that I watched some other podcasts and a few YouTube tutorials on how to create the art. I'm still not very happy with how my art creation came out, but I'm going to continue to work on it. I am using a Blue Yeti microphone. You hear other podcasters or channels recommend other microphones, and they say the Blue Yeti is not that great. You need a soundproof studio. You need to be in a closet. And I'm sure all those things are true, but I'm working with what I have. And I'm hoping that the presentation and the information will be enough to really make you want to stick in there and hang in there with me as I grow, as I learn, as I go back and correct whatever, you know, make tweaks and different things like that. And, you know, I want to say thank you. I'm grateful that last time I checked, I had 25 subscribers. I'm grateful. I was overjoyed when I got my first commenter on YouTube. I appreciate you. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for letting me know that you're here and you're a fellow Phoenix and that you are also on a journey of just lighting a match to your past and propelling your life forward. I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. Please share your stories with me. Comment below. Let me know why you're here. What made you subscribe? I appreciate you. Tell me, you know, what is it that intrigued you? You know, if I think about my life, and again, this is in an effort to have you reflect on your life, right? I think back and I remember when I first decided to take my driver exam. I always knew that I hated catching public transportation. I caught it, you know, throughout school. Up until my junior year of high school, I'm speaking. So I decided when I was 16, okay, my mother decided you're going to take a driver's exam. You're going to take driving lessons, rather. She was not going to teach me how to drive in her car. So she sent me to driving school. I took one lesson. The lesson was horrible, but I got in the car. At that time, they were the double-sided cars where you have two steering wheels and you have two brake systems, one on each side. So I'm controlling a set and the instructor is controlling a set next to me. And I remember driving down one street that had construction. And I remember the car veering. I couldn't really get the hang of the steering wheel and I hit every single cone. Every single orange cone, I hit every single one. And he was panicking. I was fine. You know, I snatched the car back to the left and I kept on going and I was making left turns. I was turning into oncoming traffic, but I felt like, okay, I can do this. So I went to take my driver exam and I failed. And at that time, you had to pay. You had to pay someone, I think it was $40, every time you took the driver exam, because I had to rent the car on site. So I took it, I failed. I took it again, I failed. Okay. Now, mind you, no additional driving lessons in between. I was determined. I said, I've gotten behind this wheel one time. I know how to drive. Okay. But obviously, I didn't. However, that determination was always in me. I said to myself, I am tired of catching the bus, and I will drive to school my senior year of high school. I am getting my driver's license and I am buying a car. I had saved up a little money from working, you know, after school and summers and whatnot. I take the driving test the third time, and again, I fail. And my mother is looking at me and she's like, you know, listen, if you want to take more lessons, I recommend you take more lessons. I recommend you take some time and really cultivate your skill and then go back and take your exam. I said, no, I'm not doing that. Because see, every single time that I went to take that driver exam, I paid $40 to rent the car out of my own pocket. And that was my determination to say, you know what? I am learning my lesson because I am paying to learn these lessons. So lessons that I take heed to are the ones that I have to pay for in life. Do you hear what I'm saying? Not someone else paying for my mistakes or my lessons. I pay for them. I said, I'm going to take it one more time. I took my driver's exam on the fourth time, the fourth go round. I kid you not. Another $40 to rent the car. That time I passed. And I said, okay, now I can relax. I've taken the exam. I've gotten my driver's license. Let me send off my paperwork and get my driver's license. Now I will practice more. I'll take more driving lessons, okay? Because now I have my license. So once I feel super comfortable and, you know, I don't feel like I'm gonna, you know, kill anybody on the road, then I'll go ahead and I will buy a car. But I was determined. I would not accept no for an answer. No one could tell me otherwise. I wanted to drive and I was gonna drive by any means necessary. So I'm saying all that to say, I know you have a similar story. Look back at your history. Look at who you were before. Did that propel you to where you are now? Is that a little bit of your motivation or determination? Are you willing to step out and make mistakes and be vulnerable and be okay with making those mistakes and then getting better as you go along the way? When I got my license and when I, you know, felt comfortable enough and I felt like I had taken enough lessons, I took my, they call it a trans pass that I had, okay? And that allows you unlimited bus and subway and train access for one entire week. So I took that trans pass and I got on the bus and I went to every used car dealership up and down the avenue. And I think I had about $1,500, and I went to one dealer and I said, listen, I have $1,500. I barely have any credit, but I want a car today. The first dealer said no. I got back on the bus, drove down the street a little bit more. And the second dealer said no. The third dealer said no. The fourth dealer. I cannot make this up. I can't make these stories up, okay? Until I said to myself, I am not going home. I'm not going home until I buy a car. So I bought a car that day. And I took my trans pass and I gave it to someone waiting on the bus stop who was using money. I said, here you go. I think there were 3 or 4 days left on that pass. And I drove home in my car. Yeah, so I know you have a similar story. Get started. You already have enough.